Well, hello everybody. It's been probably a week or so since the last tape I sent. But I'll just give you an idea what time it is here now. It's 31 December, approximately 23:47. Got 13 more minutes of the old year left. And I've been kind of waiting all day just to record this tape because I was going to put the countdown on it and everything, and then I was going to be the first to kiss Jenny on a new year. And since our new year is 10 hours before, or 10, 14, whatever it is, quite some time before your new year's, I should be without a doubt the very first to celebrate new year's in our family anyway, and be the first to kiss Jenny before anybody else, before Fred or Mom or anybody. And I guess that's the way it should be. But I don't know. There's really not much to add. You know, my life is kind of systematic each day. Nothing changes. Nothing varies very much. I've made a couple of New Year's resolutions that you'd probably be interested in. But I'm going to go ahead and make them after the start of the new year, and then we'll see how close we can hold against them. But it's going to be another big change. The last big change was October 27, 1969, and then the next change will be coming here in another 11 minutes. So we'll see what's up. I'm going to go ahead and shut this tape off here and wait till we get about 2 minutes till midnight, and then I'll start it up again. We'll get everything out of the way, and then we'll get down to some serious talking. So until later. Well, right now it's about 3 minutes till midnight, and we'll have our countdown pretty soon. And I can give you an idea what's going on here. Tonight we had a barbecue, steaks outside. The whole idea of the thing is to keep all the enlisted men occupied so they don't go out and fire all the hand flares and machine guns and everything else that happens on New Year's Eve and get somebody killed. But it was pretty good. A bunch of guys got together and got a guitar and a set of traps and etc. etc. and played while everybody else grilled steaks and ate. And everybody's out there dancing with each other, you know, and really having a ball. Got some real snockered people around here, I'll tell you that right now. But fortunately, I'm not one of them. So now we're getting the Star Spangled Banner here on the radio station that's coming right up. But I want to wish everybody a happy new year, and mine, you know, hasn't been too bad, but it could have been better, of course, due to extenuating circumstances, though it isn't all that bad. But of course, there's nothing like see, where was I at? You know, this time last year at New Year's, I was down at March Air Force Base Officers Club with my favorite young lady, and it's quite a memorable occasion. I can remember it now. But I felt real good about that, and unfortunately I can't be doing the same thing right now. It's going to have to wait a while, I guess, so. But next New Year's we should be able to square things away, make up for lost time. But I think I got a minute now, a minute and 30 seconds anyway. So I'll be starting the countdown here very shortly. And that big smack you hear at the end is a big kiss for everybody. But after it hits Jenny, it can bounce off and hit everybody else that wants to be hit by it. But I want to get Jenny right in front of the speaker right now so she can really, really let it have it. It's going to be real nice and sweet and big and loud, and it's all my love. It is all my love. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And I'll put the kiss right there, and then I'll turn the radio up a little bit, and we have Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians welcoming the new year. Well, I hope you folks back home there enjoyed that little bit of entertainment from Guy Lombardo and the boys. And now I guess I can continue with this tape like I normally do. very drab, just letting you know what's going on and conducting what little business I can, since it takes a long time to write a letter as far as business is concerned, but I guess I'll start with the business first and then shoot the bull a little bit later. But I got paid today, and of course I didn't receive anything because I've got a source where I can write checks if I need any money, and I've still got a little bit left over from the money I brought over, so I should be in good shape. But Janet, you should be receiving a check here of $1,167.04 if you haven't already received it. And the reason it is so high is because they didn't take any income tax out. So along with the $500 you put in the bank, you're going to have to put $90 in the bank also. And I might as well go ahead and take my own income tax out and then gather interest with it. And then when it comes time at the end of the year, I'll go ahead and write them a check for whatever it is. But I might not have to pay any this year because I'll only be paying about, well, taxable, I'll have about $6,000 taxable income this coming year, and well, maybe a little bit more. And with the zero dependents, it's $90, which would add up to, about a little over $1,000, I guess. And if I can save that, and then the fact that I have two dependents this year instead of, or actually three total counting myself instead of two, and I'm claiming zero, I should, might possibly break even, and maybe I'll keep that money in the bank. But that, and considering the money I'll be getting back from this year's income tax when I file it, when I get back, we should be pretty straight anyway. So also getting paid a little bit more for another reason. The Class E allotment I have to Equitable Life Insurance Company has not been increased like I filled it out. Apparently the allotment was lost or something, and I'm going to have to get it filled out. Actually, it'd be a lot better if you contact, or your dad or someone, contact the Equitable Life Insurance representative there and go ahead and pay up what's past due. I think we're about 2 months past due now on it. And we'll just go ahead and write them a check each month for what they want. And when I get back to the States, I'll set the allotment up for it. But I'll kind of give you a rundown of what I got here on the pay voucher, since I'll keep it myself until I'm bringing it home when I come. And okay, first thing on the column there is 96 cents. That's the amount unpaid from last month. I guess they don't like to write checks to the even cent. So I'll have I guess I don't have any carried forward. So, all right, 96 cents carried forward from last month. $801.60, I believe, is my base pay. $165 for flight pay, $65 for hostile fire pay, but I haven't seen a shot fired nigger since I've been here, so I think I'm getting cheating the government here a little bit. $47.88 for subsistence, and $130.05 for quarters allowance. Also, a Twix came down the last couple of days saying that, I'm not getting separate rations or separate separation allowance because of the fact that you're living with family. But regulation has changed, and I should start picking up separation allowance. It's going to be retroactive. So that amounts to $30 a month or a dollar a day or something like that. So next month's paycheck ought to have $60 more on it than this one had. But then that'll be all right. Now $1,167.04. Take $590 out of that, and you get five. Well, let's see, I can't even subtract very good, but should be about $570 or $580 left over to pay bills and spend what you'd like to spend. Plus, I've got to have a little bit of money myself. I figure I can live on about $50 a month here without much problem. I've been doing it, except of course, this time I haven't. I bought a radio and I bought a camera, a little Kodak Instamatic 15X color with a Fantabulous X flash cube. It doesn't need any batteries, so I'll be taking some few pictures. But my initial expense, like my hooch mates now, our hooch maid, is $6 a month, and there's about a $7 slush fund or so every month for the officers club we have our parties with. That's 14 right there. And also, it should be a little less again because the subsistence allowance will be cut off from now on, because of the fact I'm not paying for my meals anymore on an individual basis. It's being taken out of my paycheck, so this 1167.04 is definitely going to fluctuate. It won't be as big next month. Also, I've maxed out my FICA tax withheld. This is extremely boring, I know you, so I haven't been paying FICA tax for the last 2 months. But it'll start again on January's paycheck. But it should give you about $580 to play around with this month, and it should pay off a lot of people, I hope, anyway. So we'll see what comes of it. But we're also going to have to put some money in the bank. Well, I don't know, in the checking account, because I will be needing to write a check here to pay for my plane ticket home here shortly on my leave. When I get ready, that'll run about $350, $360, maybe $365 as far as money goes. So you kind of keep that in mind as far as keeping a checking account fat. You might not be able to put any money in a bank at all this time if you could leave that $500 buffer in a checking account, and then it'll be there all the time. And when I get back, then you can put it in the savings account, so it'll still even out the same. I just won't be drawing any interest. But it is important to get that $90 a month in there to pay the income tax with. So other than that, I guess we're straight. And as far as what's been going on around here, today I finally got a flight helmet, and it's slightly used, of course, so I've taken it all apart and sanded it all down and getting ready to paint it, but I can't find any paint. But I should be able to get it painted here real shortly. And that'll be that project. I've also decided to build a model airplane, and I've found it very difficult to get a model airplane. The only place you can get them is back in Fulloy, where I was, and I didn't get one when I was there. So I may have a little trouble, but don't do anything about it. You know, don't send me one or anything like that unless I ask you to. But I still think I can get one around here, but I'm going to construct a balsa wood airplane and fly that thing, sort of a busman's holiday type situation. And I had an opportunity to fly a couple, 3 days here in a row, but I haven't been able to get any flight suits. Apparently they're in short supply right now, and I have a NCO lined up to get me some, and he's been busy or something else. Anyway, the channel is broken down somewhat, but I should get them any time. As soon as I get them, I'll be flying, you know, fairly regular, once or twice a week, I hope, at the least. But that'll take care of that problem. So the only problem I got now, really, is missing you. And it is really a tough problem, actually, because I really do. It gets to the point where, well, I don't say you stop thinking about it, because you know, your only time you think about it, you're torturing yourself. But I think about you just as much as I ever did, and just about every second of the day. And it hurts. It really does. But I'll see you soon, and I get the mail from you. And speaking of mail, I got another package full of cheese today from the Alessis with a Riverside postmark on it. And that makes three so far out of the four you said you were going to send. And my mail has to get forwarded from Fulloy. So it's getting a little slow here all of a sudden. But it should pick up again when you've got my change of address. I hope you've got it. And I went to the PX today and picked up a card. And it'll be in the mail too, just for you. I hope you like it. But if you hear any machine guns or anything going off in the background, that's not any war going on. That's just the New Year's Eve celebration, New Year's Day. So and here it is, 10 minutes after 1, or 10 minutes after 12 on 1 January 1971. And it looks like the major part of this year is going to be spent here. But I guess the major part of 1 year has to be spent here when you're spending a year someplace. So, but those machine guns are really making a lot of racket. Anyway, I just checked out the machine gun situation, and they're definitely celebrating New Year's. And they've been celebrating the last 15 minutes now, and I'm probably running out of ammo up there in the bunkers. But I don't know, I guess the way to go, all these nice kids, and once a year they have time to blow it off, and even though it's illegal and everything else, they'll probably get in trouble for it tomorrow. They're still doing it, so more power to them as far as I'm concerned. And I kind of like to know how things are going on there. I haven't received any tapes back yet, but I guess I'm due here any day now since I sent my first one, and get an idea of how everything's going, and see what Nika says when she hears my voice over the tape, or she'll even recognize it. But I don't know. I just want to tell you all that you're never forgotten in my mind, and it looks like I'm going to have to switch it over to the other side. So if, I got another minute or two here left. So when I do switch it, I'll just kind of quit abruptly. In fact, I'm going to quit abruptly right now and switch it over. So I'll be right back on the other side.